Don't you wish things would last forever? I want things to stay new and never wear out, including me. Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, that's not how it works anymore. Things break and wear out, and when they do, we want them quickly fixed or replaced as soon as possible. If my heat goes out in winter, I want it fixed yesterday. Apparently, I'm losing collagen in my face, so how quickly can I fix that and get rid of these lines and wrinkles? What's the new drink I can drink that will shrink my belly by tomorrow? My cookware says it will last forever, but I doubt it will. If something breaks, fix it quick or get something new. It's a never-ending cycle of trying new things that promise to keep things new. It's insanity in a way, because nothing stays new forever. It all wears out. We can do all we can do to upgrade, refurbish, tighten, and lift, but all things are wasting away. Jesus told it like it is in Matthew 6:19 when he talked about where our treasure is. Store up things in heaven, not down here on earth where moth and rust destroy it all. Paul puts it this way in Romans 7:24 when he asks, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" It's easy to want to lose heart when everything around us that once was new all eventually wastes away. But don't lose heart just yet. There's good news. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. There is something new happening in us every day when we are in Christ. What does that mean exactly? Dr. David Jeremiah puts it this way: temporary things help people appreciate eternal things. When believers are outwardly perishing and in pain, the gleam of this life gives way to the glories of the next. The Apostle Paul was very acquainted with suffering. He kept it all in perspective as he kept his eye on the prize set before him. He knew what was to come, and all that we try so desperately to keep shiny and new pales in comparison to what waits at the finish line of life for the believer in Christ. That should give us hope today. Yes, things wear out and these bodies are wearing out, but our spirit is being renewed every day. This world is not the end. One day all things will be made new, and oh, what a day that will be. Until then, as we are being renewed every day, we walk in the newness of life we have because of Jesus. Living that life is one that shines the light and love of Jesus to a dark and dying world. Our light should shine brighter and brighter the closer we get to home. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Jesus didn't die to patch you up. He died and rose again to make you brand new. That's a new that never wears out. That's the truth. Set your eyes on things above this new year. As you do, all that is wasting away around you will dim in the light of what's to come. I'm Lori Klein.